Words from the California Farm Bureau Federation, offset a little bit by words from American Farm Bureau Federation's Zippy Duval. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. First, let's hear from Zippy.
We at American Farm Bureau will remain watchful and vigilant to ensure that U.S. agriculture and others in the food supply chain are able to continue feeding America, just like we do 365 days a year. It's important that Americans know that the farmers and ranchers nationwide are continuing to produce food we all rely on.
Inspiring words for sure, but this from the California Farm Bureau Federation. Temporary closures or reduced occupancy by restaurants, worksite cafeterias, and other outlets have ripple effects to the farmers and companies that sell fruits, vegetables, and meats to such food service businesses. Food wholesalers say that they are working to find alternative customers for farm products. Though sales at restaurants and institutional clients have declined, outlets that offer drive-through, pickup, or delivery service have seen their business increase. And then, travel restrictions intended to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus have led to canceled flights, reducing options for shipping California-grown foods to foreign customers. Shipments carried on passenger planes complement shipments via ocean and air freight. With passenger flights reduced, perishable cargo such as fruits, vegetables, flowers, meats, and dairy products will compete for space on aircraft. Well, that's not just a California problem. It's happening here in Idaho as well. Ag Information Network of the West.